Hello, fellow story champions. My name is Simon Brooks. Welcome to Lindy Line, a story podcast. Here, you will find old stories, some written by the likes of Kipling and Robert Louis Stevenson, the ancient folk and fairy tales retold for a modern audience of families, and original short stories I have penned myself, as well as a bit of poetry here and there. I will be retelling some of the fabulous classic folk and fairy tales and some other stories that you may not be familiar with. I'll be taking you around the world with these tales. And there may be some history too. You never know. Once, when all creatures could understand one another, and the realm of magic was as apparent as the clouds in the sky, and the fae were still seen sprinkling fairy dust into the eyes of those who were to see them, in those long ago times, there were stories. Are you comfortable? Then sit back and listen. Hey, hello. How are you? Happy Earth Day. That's right. Today is the 22nd of April, 2024. And you know what yesterday was? Well, yeah, obviously it was the 21st of April, but it was also the National Tea Day. Well, it was in Britain, and I like tea. And then there's the International Tea Day on May the 21st. So there's lots to celebrate. Today, I want to share a story which comes from Africa, which is also on my 2020 album, A Flight of Stories. It's a nature story, but it's also much more than that. I also want to share a couple of poems with you which celebrate spring. How's spring with you? Here in New Hampshire in America, it's been a long time coming. A couple of weeks ago, we had a huge storm which buried the crocus. Or is it crocuses? Or croci? I'm never sure. But anyway, the storm buried these tiny, teeny little yellow and purple flowers with 18 inches of snow. But they survived when it all melted, and now the dandelions and daffodils are making an appearance. I might try to pick a few dandelions and have a go at finding out how to make dandelion tea. My son and daughter, who have moved down south, and a good friend of mine, Tim Lowry, who lives down south, they love sweet iced tea. Do you drink tea? Have you ever tried sweet iced tea? Anyway, enough of that. Here's the story. Fly, eagle, fly. Once, many years ago, there was a farmer. He had goats, and he had chickens and some other livestock, and he had a great number of children. He lost count after six. After a great storm had come in, he realised that one of his kid goats was missing. Now in this African village, his kid goats were part of his wealth. So he needed to make sure he found that kid goat, and so he searched for it. He looked through the village and couldn't find it, and then he moved out into the tall grasses near the village and could not find the goat there. He looked in amongst the trees, and then made his way up into the foothills of the mountains. He did not find his kid goat, but what he did find was a young eagle. He looked around for a nest that it might have fallen from, but there were no trees nearby. He looked in the rocks for nests, but found nothing. He scoured the skies for the sight of another eagle, its parents, but again he saw nothing. And knowing that this bird would die, left on its own, he picked it up and wrapped it into his robes and made his way home. Well, as he entered the village, his children came running towards him. They had found the goat. It had taken shelter underneath a fallen down fence, and the children were happy to find it, but they saw that their father was holding something within his robes. "What is it?" they called. Thinking he would have a little bit of fun with his children, he pulled out the young eagle and showed it to them, and then said, "This is a chicken."
"It's a strange-looking chicken, father," said the youngest.
"It is, but it is still a chicken."
And he put it with the other chickens. Now this young juvenile eagle had never seen chickens before, and he watched them closely, and he saw how the chickens scraped in the earth with their talons. And so the eagle started to scrape in the earth with his talons. And then he saw how the chickens started to pull up grubs and worms out of the earth and eat them. And even though the eagle's beak was the wrong shape, it tried and after a while succeeded in pulling up grubs and worms and began to eat them.
"You see," said the farmer, It scratches in the dirt like a chicken, and it pulls the grubs and the worms out of the dirt and eats them, just like a chicken. It is a chicken. And because it was their father, they believed him, and life went on. Well, a few weeks later, a friend of his visited. When he saw the eagle amongst the chickens, he couldn't believe his eyes. "Why have you got that eagle in with those chickens?"
"It is not an eagle," said the farmer. "It is a chicken."
"No, it's not. It's an eagle."
But the farmer was insistent. "Look how he scratches at the dirt and pulls out the worms. It acts like a chicken. It is a chicken." The farmer's friend wouldn't believe him, so he stooped down and picked up the eagle. He held it high above his head, and then, bending his elbows down, he tossed it up into the air. "Fly, eagle, fly!" he cried out. But the bird, imitating the chickens, just fluffed its wings up and landed safely back on the ground and went back to scratching and digging in the dirt.
"You see, it is a chicken."
"I still say it's an eagle," said the farmer's friend. And for then, they left it at that. Well, the farmer's friend returned a few weeks later, and this time he picked up the eagle and asked his farmer friend if he had a ladder.
"Yes, of course I have a ladder,"
the friend asked him. "Could you put it up against the side of your hut?" And he did. And then the farmer's friend carried the eagle to the very top of the ladder, high above the ground. "I still say this bird is an eagle," said the farmer's friend. And the farmer called back,
"And I say it is a chicken."
The farmer's friend took hold of the eagle as he balanced on the top rung, and he tossed the bird up into the sky. "Fly, eagle, fly!" he cried out. But once again, the bird just fluttered its wings and crashed back down to the ground, just like a chicken might.
"You see, it is a chicken."
"I still say it's an eagle."
But for then, they left it at that. Well, a few months later, the farmer's friend once more returned. But this time it was the dead of night, and he woke his farmer friend up, shaking him, and whispered, "Come on, get up, put your robes on."
"But where are we going?" said the farmer.
"You'll see." Once the farmer was dressed in his robes, he went outside where his friend was waiting with a lantern and the eagle wrapped up in his robes.
"What are we doing?"
"I'm going to prove to you once and for all that this is not a chicken and this is an eagle."
"I still say that it is a chicken."
Bleary-eyed and tired, the farmer followed his friend, who was holding the eagle and the lantern, out of the village and up into the foothills. The sky slowly started to lighten. The deep blue became lighter and lighter, and they climbed higher and higher up into the mountains until they came to this precipice. The path cut along this ledge, and there they stopped. The farmer's friend set the eagle down on the edge of the ledge, and then he leant against the rock on the side of the path. And the farmer did the same. He rubbed his eyes.
"What are we doing here?"
"You'll see." They sat and waited, and the sky lightened even more, and then the sun peaked its face over the horizon, and the orb slowly rose higher and higher, and the brightness of the sun filled the sky. The warmth from its rays shone onto the eagle, and the eagle lifted its head from its wings and stared at the brightness of the sun. The eagle opened its wings to feel the warmth of the sun rays on its wing feathers. The farmer's friend stood up and stood right next to the eagle. The eagle ignored him. The farmer's friend leant over the edge of the ledge, and already the warmth from the sun was starting to cause a thermal of air to rise up. And with a very small movement, with his foot, he kicked the eagle off the ledge, and down it went. The farmer leapt to his feet.
"What are you doing? You have kicked my chicken off the edge of the ledge. It will surely die," said the farmer.
But the eagle, with the wind ruffling through its feathers, stretched its wings out to its full length, and it caught itself on the wind.
It beat its wings once, twice. It rose on that thermal of air. It rose and it passed them. And as it did, the farmer's friend cried out, "Fly, eagle, fly! Be who you are and not what others tell you." And off the eagle flew. Did you like that story? I have to thank Jazz for singing those last words. What do you think about that story? Was the farmer being funny, do you think? Or was he being tricky? Or was he being funny and tricky? What would it like to be an eagle to fly up in the sky, feeling the sun on your back, looking down over forests and mountains, to be able to soar over lakes and rivers, deserts and mesas? Oh, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Well, I promised you a couple of poems, so here's the first one. This is called Spring Song. A bluebell springs upon the ledge, a lark sits singing in the hedge. Sweet perfumes scent the balmy air, and life is brimming everywhere. What lark and breeze and bluebird sing is spring, spring, spring. No more the air is sharp and cold, the planter wends across the wold, and glad beneath the shining sky we wander forth, my love and I, and ever in our hearts doth ring this song of spring, spring. For life is life and love is love, twixt maid and man or dove and dove. Life may be short, life may be long, but love will come, and to its song shall sing this refrain for ever cling of spring, spring, spring. Ooh, there's a couple of cool words in there. Wends and wolds. And then there's that other word, doth, except it's spelt doth, but we pronounce it doth. This poem was written a long time ago by Paul Laurence Dunbar. He lived between 1872 and 1906. Now, I'm pretty old, and my grandfather was born in 1901. So he was a little boy when Paul Laurence Dunbar passed away. But what does doth mean? So, just then I told you, sort of. It means does. So I said, does. What does doth mean? What does mean? We don't use doth anymore. But I think we should still use wend and wold. Wend is a great word which means to turn or twist or wind. Wend. I love that word. And wold? What does that mean? It means an upland area of open country, a little like an American plain. There are places in England which have wold in their name. A town not too far from where I grew up is called Stow-on-the-Wold. It's on Stow Hill, which is an upland area. So Paul Laurence Dunbar was saying that the planter, the wind, no doubt, carrying seeds, twists and winds its way over the upland plains. Dunbar's poetry is wonderful. And one more poem for Earth Day. This poem was written by Langston Hughes, another amazing poet. He was born in 1901, remember the same year as my grandfather? But sadly he died way too young at the age of 66 in 1967. Anyway, here is an earth song. It's an earth song, and I've been waiting long for an earth song. It's a spring song, and I've been waiting long for a spring song. Strong as the shoots of a new plant, strong as the bursting of new buds, strong as the coming of the first child from its mother's womb. It's an earth song, a body song, a spring song. I have been waiting long for this spring song. Well, thanks for listening to Lindy Line. I hope you enjoyed this Earth Day episode. I'll be back soon with more stories and maybe poems. By simply subscribing and telling your friends about this podcast helps. What helps more is leaving a review on Podbean or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this, as it helps others find these stories and poems. Most podcasts have advertisers, but we don't. If you want to drop the price of a dog biscuit for Mo and the cost of a cup of tea for me, that would be lovely. It's hungry work out in the woods. You can also become a patron and pay as little as a dollar to as much as you think it was worth. If you become a patron at www.patreon.com/SimonBrooks, you will get extra resources and other goodies too, including the occasional photo or two of Mo, my wonderful rescue dog, and photos of our adventures together. Hashtag in the woods with Mo. You can find me on Instagram at Simon M. Brooks, which is also my Substack handle. Anyway, be well, be happy, and be you. Once, when all creatures could understand one another, and the realm of magic was as apparent as the clouds in the sky, in those long ago times, this is where my telling ends.